Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Dog shit.
Agreed.
Hate it.
End of episode.
Cancel footy. No, don't cancel footy.
Yeah, let it continue.
It really fucking hurts.
Yep.
I was there. I went. I was excited. One, no Milo ice cream.
Yep.
Two, my team lost by a lot.
Tom. There's always 2020. Yeah. There's always 2022.
Yeah.
Well, when you'll next win a game.
Yeah, oi. Yeah.
Or kick a goal.
Oh, hey, we kicked.
Look, you kicked more goals than North Melbourne did this week.
Hey, we did. We also kicked more goals than North Melbourne this week and kicked more goals against Collingwood than North Melbourne did. So,
he's talking about Geelong on this show. What's the deal with that?
My game's first. We'll just do them in order.
How come you're getting all the primetime Friday night? Sick of it.
We're not on TV.
I don't care. Friday night is primetime.
No, it's not because we're not on primetime TV.
In my mind, when I hear Friday night, I go, whoa.
Prime time.
Boy, oh boy. it doesn't matter if it's not on Channel 7, mate.
No.
It's on KO.
But that's the thing. Primetime is free to wear. That's the definition of prime time.
No. Primetime's Friday night. Everybody knows that Friday night footy is sacred.
All right, Sean, I'll say a phrase. You just, we'll play word association.
Oh, fuck it, hell.
Prime time.
Friday night.
See?
Granted, Sean, to be fair, I don't know why I'm getting defensive because I've got no fucking idea.
No, actually, I'm with you, Tom. Friday night prime time's been tarnished because too many Geelong games.
Oh, you fuck. Weirdly, it's the Saturdays at the Channel 7.
Yeah, they and it's fucking annoying because the team that this season I am a member of constantly plays at fucking 3 in the afternoon, which is dog shit for people that have to work on weekends because no matter... So if they're playing a Saturday night, and I'm working Saturday night.
That's fine.
I can swap to the day. Yeah. Or at least attempt to finish at 5, make my way to the ground by 7.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do. Or if they're playing at 1 o'clock for some reason, I could swap to the night.
Yep.
Go to the footy, go to work, probably drunk as fuck. But
hey, you could do it.
I could do it. I'd be fired, but yep. I could do it.
Hey, look, while we're on fixtures, I'm angry too. Brisbane keep getting these like fucking 1 o'clock games on a Sunday when it's 36 degrees.
Cooked.
Give him a break.
Literally cooked.
Give us a night game.
Oh,
hey, cool it
what
down.
About what about
Friday
what about
night?
Friday night.
Prime time.
Hey,
we belong on prime time.
You've got to play Geelong.
You're playing like a prime time team.
Up until this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, no, for 3 quarters, you played like a prime time team.
Some prime time moments.
Yeah, I guess.
For 2 quarters.
Yeah, fair enough.
And a half.
Yeah.
All right, look, we've spoken enough about this Geelong game. Let's move on
to
Saturday. What would you like to. Okay, so Geelong played St Kilda. St Kilda won by 29 points.
I just want to say that. The only thing I want to say is that I was there, and one, there were two highlights. One, I got to go to a live game of football, and boys, fuck, it was good.
Yeah,
like being at the footy again and hearing crowds, and like it's there, footy's right there. It was so fucking good. I had a taco from the famous taco truck.
Oh, what's the famous taco truck?
So did you not hear about this?
No.
So at the game a couple of weeks ago, a woman Who was a supporter of St Kilda.
Yeah,
tweeted St Kilda and were like, hey, where's what zone's the taco truck in? From a pregnant lady that was taco trucks. Kate McCarthy got all over that and was like, come on, St Kilda, help her out.
I remember now.
Lockdown happened.
Good taco.
It was a great taco. But the best part of this story, Sean, is that lockdown happened and obviously she couldn't go to the game last week and get a taco. Mm. So the St Kilda Footy Club organised an Uber Eats delivery of tacos to her house for the game.
That's fucking good.
How good's that?
That's good.
I think Kate was all over that.
It feels like a Kate
She probably
McCarthy
dropped thing. It off.
Possibly.
She was the Uber Eats driver.
She just like just the sunlight in the fucking league. I love her.
She is. I didn't love her when she broke my heart, but I forgave her.
She's broken Sean's heart too.
She's broken all of our hearts.
She hasn't got to Joel yet. She will.
She'll get there though.
Yeah.
Now look, so that was good.
Yep.
And the bad was my team lost in exactly the same manner it has lost the last four games. And I was talking to friend of the show Gemma about this.
Yep.
And the issue isn't necessarily goal scoring. That doesn't help. But the issue is that I was at the game and you're quite close to the ground. I could hear Kate McCarthy doing a lot of yelling.
Great.
I could hear Sheila doing a lot of yelling. I could hear a lot of yelling from St Kilda. I could hear a bit of yelling when we were defending at the end that I was close to because you've got McDonald's down back. Very quiet in our forward line.
Oh, no talk.
Not a lot of talk.
Mm.
Not a lot of leadership on the ball. There are now young players. Cool. They're going to make mistakes. They're young players, Sean. That's what happens.
Yep.
There are senior players at Geelong who need a week off.
Oh,
Jesus
There's
Christ.
Probably five or six who are not pulling their weight and who I am furious with. Danielle Higgins, I reckon, has had three touches in 4 weeks. She's playing as a crafty small forward,
You're
not doing
she's
anything.
On, she'll notice. She,
more on notice.
Whoa.
She's
crafty
in the bin.
Small forward, low on craft.
Low on craft, low on forward. Mm. Astor O'Connor is one of our senior players playing in the middle. She's not talking. There's this thing where a lot of the young midfielders get sucked up into the play.
Yeah.
The ball comes out. We win the ball. We look up. Well, no, of course we've won the ball because we've all been sucked into where the ball is. Mm. There's no one to kick it to.
Yeah.
That's where you need a leader to go, hey, guys, no, stay back, stay back. And we don't have that.
How do you fix the talk? How do you fix it?
I don't know.
You need to lift team spirits.
Coaching cap on. How do you do it? At training, blindfolds.
Whoa. Oh, Sean.
Here you go, mate. You got to talk. You got to let each other know where you are.
Yeah.
Why haven't I been snapped up?
Where?
Honestly.
Do you know what kind of idea that is, Sean?
That's Coach a Ted Lasso.
Thank you. Yeah, or Coach. That's a Coach Bombay.
That's a Coach Bombay special.
Fuck. Yep. I watched that movie the other week, boys.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, we need a big flying V in my team and we need it stat.
Tom, I'm going to quote someone who I was just reading a bit about their match review of the Geelong game. And he says, I'm seeing a few passengers at Geelong who should know better than doing some of the dumb shit at crucial points.
Yeah,
again,
that's it.
I don't mind losses developmentally, but they are effectively carbon copy losses. Oof. And that was you, Tom, on Saturday morning.
Yep.
No one replied. She sent that message at 9 a.m. That's Joel time for me.
Was that to us?
Yeah, that was to us.
I don't recall that one.
Yeah. And then at 11:30 a.m., you cheered yourself up because neither me nor Sean replied to that message. But then you just sent us a picture of Jeremy Cameron drinking
an espresso martini with Billy Brown.
And then we fired up.
Yeah, then we fired up. Yeah.
But yeah, no, to be fair, I stand by that. There's a few players who should know better making weird mistakes. And we're just getting... Again, our defense is playing really well, but the problem is it's getting in there constantly, and eventually you could have the best defense going around, but something's got to give.
Yep.
And that happened a few too many times. Positives, we kicked goals across multiple quarters.
Yep.
Negatives, again, we still lost in the same way. One more final how good's footy thing, though. Georgie Rankin kicked her first goal in AFLW. It was very nice, and there's a video of her grandma watching the footy. And when Georgia kicked the goal, she burst into tears. It was really beautiful.
Fucking hell. Is that on the Geelong Twitter?
That's on the Geelong Twitter.
I'll be firing that up.
Go check that out. And win a game, please.
Love that shit. Tom, you've broken my theory, which is Geelong will win if you attend a game.
I think I need to attend a game in Geelong and have a mile of ice cream.
I think my theory is Geelong will win a game if Tom attends in 2021.
2022?
2022.
That's a tricky year.
It's a tricky one.
Because last year didn't happen. So.
Yeah.
I thought for a second we were going to have another bye this week, but we did play because I saw it.
Yeah. So moving on to the next game. And if you want to talk about primetime footy, this game had fucking primetime written all over it. Carlton took on Richmond. Richmond fucking turned up.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Due to some twin magic
that
we knew was coming all week.
Oh, boy.
Carlton played Richmond. The Hosking sisters finally faced off. Carlton won in a nail biter.
really, really, yeah, Taylor Harris apologized for giving everyone heart attacks.
Respect. Respect.
There was would have been a lot of Carlton shits that day.
Yeah. Oh, big navy blue poos.
Yeah. Because
I was watching the game. It was brutal. Did you guys see me limp into the studio?
Yeah.
That's from watching the game. The hits were fucking cooked. I couldn't believe it.
There was a hip and shoulder. So I was at work for most of this game, as I was just complaining about, but I finished just before the, it was like towards the end of the third quarter. So I was listening to it, and then I pulled up to a petrol station and watched the entire last quarter on my phone whilst just sitting in a petrol station car park in my car, just looking in my rearview mirror every couple of minutes to be like, is someone going to pull up behind me and expect me to move? Because I'm not moving. There was a hip and shoulder that Taylor Harris did. I know we talk about her all the time, but I'm also going to talk about the Hosking sisters later, but we'll get to that.
Again, we talk about them all the time, too.
Yeah. But it's important. But yeah, there was a hip and shoulder in the Carlton's forward 50 in the last quarter that was so big that Sean and I were worried as being a witness to it that we were also going to be on trial.
Yeah. Jesus.
It's fucked.
It was
like, honestly,
I don't
know.
Didn't
show a replay. I didn't think. I didn't see one. I was waiting for like slow-mo.
I think.
Would have been illegal to show it again.
They showed it once and then they got a immediate call from the police and they're like, if you show that again, we'll charge you with accessory to murder.
Because there was no replay, I can't remember which Richmond player it was, but she was like, she got back up.
Doesn't matter, they did.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace. She did get back up, but like she was like, took her time.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was big.
Speaking of big, Taylor Harris kicked a fucked goal.
It was fucked. Do you know what was also awesome for Carlton is Vessio had a few quiet weeks and then came in this week and was like, don't worry, guys, I'm just going to kick a heap of goals and be fucking awesome.
Yeah. I think even the commentators were like, there was some talk of like, has the game gone past her sort of thing?
She heard that talk on. And she went, fuck you, game hasn't gone past me. Yeah, I'm still here.
For Richmond, though, Wakefield and Brennan had huge games.
Yeah.
Kicked 5 goals between them.
Yeah, about time.
It's massive. Yep.
Sean, we both noticed this. A bit of a downside for Richmond was Sabrina. She's looking a bit slow, like slowing down.
Is she injured?
Yeah.
Because she was coming in the season, best shape ever. She did the SAS show.
Yep.
Tearing it up. She just had moments in the last 5 minutes where I just wasn't that impressed with her effort.
The last quarter, she.
Second efforts.
Yeah. The last quarter, because again, I watched the entire last quarter, so I can comment on it. She, I don't know. And a secret injury would make sense because there was a lot of like, the game was very much up for grabs because for anyone who didn't watch it or aware of the scores, Carlton came out firing in the third quarter and got like 3 or 4 goals up. Yep. And then Richmond kicked the first 2 goals of the last quarter very quickly. And then it was fucking on again after it'd been on for the first 2 quarters as well.
A better team would have put you away, I think, because Richmond had... Like, I actually got frustrated in the last probably 3 minutes watching that game because I was just like, it's right there. You could have won this game.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, there was a set shot that got passed off that probably could have just easily been a goal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Katie Brennan just in that late stage.
Yeah. Yeah, Sabrina, what's up? Because there was some weird second efforts and just not seeming to be able to put her entire body behind.
Is it possible things? That we just have this opinion of her that's from like season 1 and 2.
Possibly.
When she was pretty dominant. And she hasn't really recaptured that since.
And it may be also that new team still, because also maybe. Brennan played a lot higher up the ground as well for periods of the ground game. But then like having said that, Wakefield really played quite well for Richmond as another tall target. So I don't know whether it just, I mean, she got beaten around the ground in sort of ruck.
She played a fair bit in the ruck.
Yeah. Who knows? She might just need to be in a bit of a form.
I would have said, player in the ruck, 100% of the game, because she's not really doing anything at the forward line.
No.
But then I don't know if she's carrying an injury. I've got to assume it's an injury because she's like a pretty good competitor, I thought, anyway.
Because that was the thing she was getting beaten on that was weird.
Yeah.
She missed a shot in the last quarter that was a relatively easy one, but then that happens.
I think confidence is down.
Yeah.
And I think she's carrying something because she's just sort of get like pushed off the ball at times, and I'm like, this shouldn't happen. Should be killing people.
Yeah.
Speaking of killing people.
Presparkis.
Presparkis won't be playing this week because Anne is now ineligible for the W award, which she won last year because...
dangerous tackle.
She was like, I'm going to get in on this prank war between the Hosking twins, but she took it too far.
Like, do you think they'll fight it?
I don't know. I don't think you can. Like even the commentators watching it, I remember like maybe Beck Goddard was one of them, was like, yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Like even though it's a good contested thing, it was just the last bit of the tackle was two motions where she literally put Hosking on her neck. And like it's a textbook dangerous tackle. It was two moves. It was basically a spear tackle and put her head into the ground.
It's a crime of passion.
Yeah.
She got caught up in the fire of the game.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they'll challenge her because Hosking came back on with that purple hair. Maybe she was trying to do her a favor and get those purple highlights out of her hair.
So Sarah, who is usually blonde, like her sister Jess, had purple hair, not by choice.
No.
Because Jess had snuck purple dye into her shampoo that week.
They had an incredible week. So the first shot was fired on, I think, Sarah froze Jess's mouth guard and accreditation pass to get to training into a cube of ice. So the next day, Jess put Sarah's kit in a bag and put it in the bottom of the pool at their apartment that they live at.
So I think they live they live in Toorak with their parents now, I think, because the wording of it was weird because I think it was like a COVID thing. And also, that would make sense because they play AFLW, so they can't live with housemates that don't also play,
correct,
I would assume.
Correct.
They didn't know they were playing each other until the start of the week because the fixture changed. So they had apparently been telling each other about the teams, especially because like Sarah knows the Carlton team and stuff. And then the fixtures got announced and they were both just like, oh shit.
forget that. Shut up.
Because apparently I think it was an interview with Jess. Was saying that she was like, yeah, we were like talking about like players we expected to come back and just like things you wouldn't usually share with opposition players.
Because we didn't think we'd be playing.
Yeah. Both kits in the bottom of the pool before Sarah had to leave for training.
Respect. No choice but to respect.
Yeah.
What I loved is that she's like, there's a video where she's like, have you seen them? And she's like, no. So she's looking at different parts of the house, getting frustrated, can't find them. And then she just casually says, have you checked the pool? And the slow turn around and look on Sarah's face is just like, are you fucking kidding? I respect it.
Yeah.
I hope they play every week.
Yep. I can't wait for round two. Jesus.
Oh. Yeah. They got a beautiful looking pool too.
That's a nice pool.
It's a nice pool. I mean, they live in Toorak.
It's a nice house.
It made a lot of sense when I saw what their house looked like and then found out which suburb they lived in.
Clearest of water you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. It's an infinity pool.
Oh, boy.
As in it goes forever.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's what it means.
Both Hoskings had huge games, even though one got dropped on her head.
Yeah, they both had massive games. That's probably Jess's best game for Carlton.
Yeah, well, she had 19 touches, was in like the top four possession getters on the ground or something.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was a huge game. And Carlton have been an exciting team, so I'm glad I'm following them this season. But I also wish they would just comfortably win like they did last week again. Because then that's easy.
It's tense. It's tense for you, mate.
Yeah. Is it me?
Imagine shedding this much blood, sweat, and tears for a new team.
Yeah. Jesus. Can't wait for the AFLM to start and me to look at the Essendon list and be like, oh, fuck, not again. I've forgotten about this.
I'm looking forward to the weeks where the women's and the men's comp overlap and you just are dying.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I forgot. Yeah, that's going to be well and truly fucked. Also, someone that ran into me at the game, round one, I ran into at a bar recently, like this weekend, and they were like, oh, Collingwood's doing really well. I was like, Collingwood? Fuck Collingwood. They're like, oh, I thought like you said that you were barracking for Collingwood. I was like, no, Carlton. Oh. And they were like, oh, thank God. And I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry for 3 weeks you thought I was a piece of shit.
You wouldn't be sitting in that chair if we had an inkling that you were deciding to
get would have killed membership. The show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we would have killed the show and you.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair enough. I understand.
I'm prepared to go to jail. Compassion.
Speaking of killings and going to jails and et cetera, et cetera, Freo did an absolute number on the Suns.
It took them a while to get going, but then they it takes a while for, you know, the turbo to kick in, but once it kicks in, fuck.
Well, at quarter time.
Yes.
Gold Coast were up by a goal.
Yeah.
They'd kicked the only goal of the game.
I know.
The only score of the game.
Yeah, yeah. What did they kick after that?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
They did literally nothing, and in that time, Freo kicked 7 goals, 13.
To be fair to the Gold Coast Suns, they kicked more goals than North Melbourne.
Oof. Thomas, that thing you've been talking about with Brisbane in recent weeks where it's like you can only play your opposition. Sometimes you play to the level of that. So I think it started out just a bit scrappy against Gold Coast, and they're like, hang on, we're the best team in the league, and just turboed away.
Right, turbo.
15 kicks, 15 tackles.
Yes.
She's yeah. unbelievable.
She, apparently, someone was like, there was a stat that I think I sent you, and I can't get it off the top of my head, but it was like the amount of times a player in the AFL has done that like 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And that's both for the men and women's comps. And it was just one name, Kiara Bowles.
It's fucked. Have you seen who Brisbane play next week?
Kiara Bowles?
Yeah, I have no shit left in my body.
Yeah. they're phenomenal, aren't they, when they get going? Oh, like,
it's fucking scary.
They've got, this is the thing. So you've got Bowers, who's arguably the best player in the game right now, just killing people. But this is the thing. So she's killing people with tackles, and then she has the same amount of possessions.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's insane.
It's unheard of, really.
Oh, it's wild. And then their forward line's what got Houghton, Duffy, and Roxy Rue just rolls around there lazily every now and again. They're guns.
They're hungry too, because they know they should have.
They had a premiership. There will always be an asterisk next to 2020 because they should have been the premiers.
I think the asterisks will be there for other reasons, but I think.
No. Freo premiers 2020.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
That's the only reason 2020 should have an
asterisk. That's correct.
Yeah. The rest of it, I've forgotten it.
Yeah. Anyway, watch out next week, mate.
You're going to fucking watch out next week too, because you're playing Richmond. Who Carlton just played into form.
I mean, we'll get to tips later, but I've already put my tips in.
You fuck.
Hey, you've got the rest of the show to convince me.
You fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Next game, Saturday night at Marvel Stadium.
Prime time.
Yeah, prime time.
Prime time. Saturday night, prime time.
To be fair, on paper, this looked like it was going to be a shootout.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It looked like maybe North would. So, boys, I mentioned a stat last week where I said that Collingwood have never won four in a row.
Yep.
And North Melbourne have never lost twice in a row.
Yep.
That was a Gemma stat, right?
That was a Gemma stat.
Yep.
And boys, it lives on.
Yeah. You looked at me very nervous as you were repeating that stat.
Yep.
So it could also be now an incorrect Gemma stat.
I mean, it could be. I'm pretty sure North never lost back to back, and Collingwood have never been undefeated.
Yep.
Because they usually don't win the first few games.
They normally suck.
Yeah.
So this was big because.
Well, both teams had 8 scoring shots.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the final score?
So it was 4-4 Collingwood to 0-8 North Melbourne. They didn't kick a goal.
No, they didn't. And they didn't look like kicking a goal. They were.
I'd say it looked like they may have almost kicked 8 goals, but didn't kick any of them.
No. They didn't look like going through those.
Do you remember that article that said, will North Melbourne be undefeated this season?
Yeah.
It was like 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Whew. Has not aged.
Has not aged well. And there's another cool stat out of this. I think as of right now, Chloe Malloy is equal with Taylor Harris for the most games with a goal kicked, with 7.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hell.
So this was a record Harris made a couple of years ago, obviously because she hasn't kicked a goal every round this year.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Malloy is now on 7.
As in 7 in a row?
Yep.
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 She does not look like slowing down.
No.
Both goals she kicked were insane, but that second one she kicked was just from a soccer pass from Sheridan, and she just ran onto it and just put it 3 rows back.
She's a gun.
Fuck, she's good.
Very conflicting because sometimes Collingwood, I guess, produce players who you don't hate.
Well, the women's team, I feel like, are a separate microcosm because I can like a lot of them.
Yeah.
They still represent.
Do you think the fact that there's been an attempted clean out of Collingwood is powering the women's team up? Because they know they don't have to fucking see Eddie Maguire when they're rolling to work.
They don't have to get a text message from Eddie saying side by side.
I did.
Oh, disgusting.
That's bad. I did see a really bad tweet that I went to send you, but got so angry that I think I just deleted it out of my brain.
Yeah, you passed out.
It was basically someone being like, you know, how good is it that Collingwood have 2 players who both wear the same jersey and both play a similar brand of footy in Malloy, who wears 2, and the other number 2.
Degoey. Yeah.
And I thought, that's really good. However, one of them, champion, legend, going to be a super gun. Another one, probably going to go to jail. So they're not really the same. And I don't ever make that fucking comparison again. Yep. Colleen Malloy is a saint. Degoey, piece of shit.
No, I believe she plays for Collingwood, Tom.
She's still a saint.
Now, Sunday.
What did I say?
What? No.
Oh, no, wait. Now I get the joke. I'm dumb as shit. I'm sorry, Dusha. I'm so sorry.
It's funny because I'm going to leave that pause in because the audience will be like, yeah, that's what that joke deserved. And then a moment later, you're going to be like, oh, wait. And then they're going to be laughing. They're going to go from laughing at me to laughing at you.
Yeah.
Or not laughing at all and giving the show what it deserves. Who knows?
No respect.
Sean.
Gentlemen.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, look, it annoyed me.
Yeah.
I think I got a little, like, not too bad, but like slightly miffed at some umpiring at some point.
Yep. You also got Erin Phillips.
Oh, yeah, she's just...
she's, I mean, good.
We don't hide it on this show. She's the second best player in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Behind?
Behind Bowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably neck and neck.
Yeah.
Both guns in different ways.
Different ways, yeah.
Yes.
Erin Phillips is now the leading goal scorer of the AFLW again.
By about three, I think.
Yeah, I think she...
For the season or all time?
All time.
Yeah.
So Vessio and I and her, I think, were neck and neck coming into this game.
Yeah.
And no, I think Vessio got her head.
Vessio caught up in the Carlton-Richmond game. Yeah. And then, yeah.
And now Phillips is, I think, three or four clear.
Got to unleash the Wooshner. Bring her back in.
Supercharger.
Yeah.
Imagine if you supercharged Erin Phillips.
I don't want to think about it. It's too scary,
Tom. It's fucked. She's phenomenal.
You want to talk about your other podcast, Scaredy Boys, new episodes available every Friday, and how you're terrified of horror films. I'm terrified of thinking about Erin Phillips charged up.
That's dangerous.
Let's get her on that Scaredy Boys show.
Yeah.
When is it, Sean? New episodes every Friday.
New episodes every Friday. Great.
Hopefully she can fit it in her busy schedule.
Yeah.
She's a freak. I say that in the best possible way.
Yep.
She hurt me, but also mesmerizing to watch. At times in the game, I was like, like, you know, they're talking up Phillips. I haven't seen her for a while. Bang, kicks a goal. It hurt. I think in the second, it might have been in three quarters, Adelaide kicked a goal right at the end of the quarter.
Yep. Rips in all three quarters.
Rips your fucking heart out. And how many goals? What did we lose by, Tom?
Two goals.
Yep.
It hurts.
It was the one and two of them to Phillips.
Yes.
Yep.
She just knows how to do it.
She's a gun.
The basketball, mate. Running the shot clock down. Bam.
She's 35. That's fucked.
Yeah, it's...
Boys, do you want to know another incredible stat about this game just from Phillips? And we'll talk a bit more about Brisbane in a minute, Sean. But so how's this for a stat? Who can guess how many players have had 20-plus disposals and kicked four goals?
One.
Correct.
Yep.
Erin Phillips.
Shit. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. It's freakish.
Imagine you said one and he was like, yeah, it's... I don't know, a different player. Like, Tom, what are you saying?
Barry Hall. Like, what has that got to do with it, Tom?
I was thinking about goals, guys. Sorry.
Brisbane got fucking blown away in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it is, we've talked about it for a few weeks now. We've just been playing kind of shitty opposition. And then we come up against a team with a really hard midfield who just had a crack and sort of wilted a bit, but they steadied. I'm annoyed watching the game, but coming away from it, we only lost by two goals. It could have been a huge blowout, and they sort of found a way to hang in there and you know, tough it out. And there was a few good performances. Like, all the O'Dwyer's getting better every week, I reckon.
This is probably one of her best games.
Yeah.
There was
the last 2 weeks in particular, but she's been off the chain.
So there was a moment in the third quarter. Sorry, Joel. There was a moment in the third quarter where I think she was involved in, like, four passages of play in a row.
Yes.
Just laying a tackle, getting a loose ball, laying another tackle, getting a loose ball.
Yeah, and like the Adelaide player would run away thinking, oh, I'm out of this. And then she just comes up again.
Go on.
Second, third, fourth efforts. She's fucking awesome. I love her. That's huge. Her the captain.
They could.
Make her the vice captain next year.
Yeah, probably.
And then captain.
Yeah.
For the next 10 years.
Who is your captain?
Zilkey.
Oh, of course. Yep. Of course.
Who got rested this week, right? Not Zilkey. Fuck.
We're missing Grider.
Ryder was a laid out. Fuck, no, there was two captains rest this week.
Loins from Carlton.
That's right. Loins and, fuck, there was another captain. Who's Collingwood's captain?
Kiochi, she played.
She played.
She was really fucking good.
Mystery we'll figure out.
Yeah, there was two captains rested this week.
You know what? This is how good's footy. People don't come to us for accuracy. We did one. That's good enough for
us. Yeah, 50%. That's not bad.
One
right and two wrong guesses.
Hey, but we got one right, and that's probably one more than we normally do.
Screaming the answer into their phones? Thank you. I can't hear it.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm recording this 2 days before you're yelling.
I thought Bree Conan was one of Brisbane's best.
Yeah.
Normally it's like a flip of the coin. Who's dominating the back line? Who are Luckins? And this week she was fucking awesome. They're under the pump. The matchups, Erin Phillips is so hard because Svark was running with her in the middle, but then Svark can't play on her defensively.
No.
And it just, I don't know. Do you think Grider maybe would have got that matchup?
I think if
that's a big loss.
I think Grider playing, because there was a point where I think one of the commentators were like, they need someone more mobile on Phillips when she goes forward. And that's Grider.
Yeah.
Grider's quick. She's strong and good overhead.
Mm.
And I think might have helped.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, that threw a spanner in it was they played Randall at full
they
forward.
They played her forward, yeah. She played on Luckins. They had a really good battle.
Which was huge.
But I didn't expect that at all.
No, she's a full back.
Yeah.
And she took a couple of massive marks.
So that was fucked. Brisbane had chances. I don't think they deserved the win. But Like, and Adelaide kicked a really late one. So it was basically we're in it right to the very end. There was one goal in it.
Wardlaw had a chance to level it.
She did. She didn't. It didn't quite work out for her.
Yeah.
Davidson kicked a fucking good goal and a ripper celebration to get us going earlier.
Yep. But
she had a bit of an off game. Bodie was awesome. Continues to be awesome. She went off at a really crucial time. I think, yeah, Randall crunched her in a tackle.
And it was a fair one. It was basically Randall realised she wasn't going to get to the ball, so braced.
Yeah.
But Bodie's a lot shorter than
and
her.
And near murdered her.
Yeah. And she, you could tell when she was standing the mark, she looked like she felt bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like her body language is like, fuck, have I killed that poor?
Well, I think she's just a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, mate. It's hard to hate.
Bloody hell, I died. Oh, fucking hell. It's hard, like, you hate that you lost, but also, like, how can you not respect this, Darren Phillips? Yeah.
This is literally how I felt at the Saints game.
Yeah.
G-Train kicked 3 goals, and I'm like, fuck, this is killing me, but also, fucking G-Train.
Yeah. But, like, so down the home stretch, did not deserve to win. Miraculously, it's still, I thought we were still going to. But we had so much ball, and they just kept kicking it high on Courtney Hodder's head. She's tiny. The player playing on her was like 20 centimetres bigger than her. It happened like 4 times in a row and they just plucked it out and went away with it.
I think, so you kicked it to Foley about 8 times.
The strategy just didn't work. That's the only thing, I guess. You got pretty close, statistically got killed, but stayed in the game, really like gritted it out.
Which is a thing in itself.
Like, which is good. I think they'll cop that.
Yeah.
I think they're well placed heading over to Freo to play them. It's scary as fuck, but they've had a good hit out and they know that, you know, there's levels that they have to go up now.
They'll come out firing first quarter, I reckon.
Yeah. Sam Virgo.
Yeah.
That was the other captain that was rested.
There you go.
Gold Coast captain.
There you go.
They clearly didn't need her. Then Sunday afternoon, we've spoken this year about Melbourne performances and Melbourne playing like Melbourne and then sometimes not playing like Melbourne but still having a bit of the spirit of Melbourne. This was textbook Melbourne.
Full Melbourne. They did a full Melbourne.
they went full Melbourne.
It's my fault because last week I talked about good teams, Fremantle, and I put Melbourne in that bracket, and they're not in that bracket.
To be fair to Melbourne, they lost, I think, 3 or 4 of their best 20 players before the game, and they were big outs. And also, the Bulldogs, fucking hungry, and our boys – there was the greatest bump of all time in this game. Like, the Taylor Harris one was pretty good. This one was better because it was at full speed for everyone involved, where Lily Mithen was running after a Bulldogs player, like gritting her teeth, getting fast. Lily Mithen, not very big. And I can't remember the Bulldogs player, but she'd just come back for her first game. She plays in their back line. Comes from off camera, full pace. Mithen ends up in the third row. To her credit, though, Mithen gets back up.
Legend.
King.
Big.
Powerful. Big.
I was worried, though.
Oh, me too, mate. It was a fair bump. It was just both of them at speed.
Yeah.
And but again, I love it that she's not even in frame, and then she's in frame.
Just I have to backtrack quickly just on talk of cameras. I thought the camera work in the Brisbane game was not very good.
It's starting to annoy me, Sean, because I feel like that the Fox footy team are not giving AFLW the respect it deserves.
I feel like they've got the real D squad.
Yeah.
Like, just so many of those, like, oh, the cameraman's like lost the ball.
Yeah.
And like the quick whip arounds. It's like, you don't see that normally.
And it's not like that this is being filmed by, it's still Fox footy. Like, it's still,
it's got your logo on it. Respect.
Yeah.
Getting a bit sick of it.
Fox footy, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, this is where you get all your news and information from.
Yep.
Lift your game. Your brand's on it, so make sure it is representative of what you'd want.
Yeah.
Because there was also the technical faults during the,
Carlton game.
Carlton Richmond game, which resulted in like a white flicker on the screen every couple of seconds.
Yep.
Very strobey.
Yep.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, they didn't even put up a warning to be like, sorry, we fucked this.
Yeah.
We're real sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. Although last season Fox footy, I feel like COVID is still fucking Fox footy.
Hannah Scott, that's what I'm thinking of.
Mm.
Yep, that's it. That's all I got.
Oh, the hip and shoulder.
Yeah. Hannah Scott on Lily Mithen.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. It's huge. Because Fox footy also had that issue last year in the AFLM, which is, remember they're up, like, only the cameras on the ground level were working for a game?
Yeah.
Fox footy, fuck are you
doing? Yeah, no, I remember that.
You've had a year to sort your shit out.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
And they get government funding to promote the women's game, which is also just in and of itself the dodgiest fucking thing in the world.
Where's the promotions?
No, as in to not promote it that way, but to provide
to broadcast.
Access to it. Yeah, broadcast it. So the government gives government funding to a privately owned company that requires a subscription service from people to watch it in order to show more women's sport. When I don't know, maybe there, if only there was like an Australian like national broadcaster that could do that, but I guess not.
Where's their funding going? Are they like hiring Fox footy people's kids as cameramen?
No, let me tell you,
the money's going to a man's pocket. Big old creepy man called Rupert.
Fuck him.
Yeah, hopefully he's dead soon.
Yeah, well, that's a good. That is one good takeaway from like the whole Fox and Sky News. And Rupert Murdoch is really old and will die soon in our lifetime.
Oh, it's going to be such a good day.
Yeah.
And yeah, you could say it's absolutely going to be a succession thing and that his family are probably dog shit and there's nothing to be happy about. But I would never usually celebrate someone's death.
I'm going to celebrate his.
Rupert Murdoch dies.
We're going out on the town, boys.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Anyway. This game killed all Melbourne. No, you know what? It didn't kill them because they don't get hope because they know they're just waiting. All Melbourne supporters are just patiently waiting.
They are like a freight train heading towards seventh spot on the ladder.
It's concerning. Bulldogs, play good. Kick straight. 6-1 to 2-12.
I'm not going to overhype the Bulldogs based on this then.
No.
Melbourne was super wasteful.
And paid the price.
Yeah.
And finally on Sunday, late afternoon, a game that I dubbed the Who Cares Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of under my breath, wasn't fully committed to it, but it, again, copped it.
Yeah.
And look, I'll be responsible for my actions. I did say that. This game was fine.
Yeah. I'll go one further. I didn't care. So I didn't watch it.
Can I say, I'll go one further and say I watched a bit of it. It was
huge
good.
First quarter. Huge first quarter.
Yeah. And also the best thing about this game is, so Erin Phillips, we just said, you know, she's 35, 36,
yep.
She kicks 4 goals. No worries.
Yeah. That's as old as it gets for that.
No, don't worry about it. Cora Staughton from the Giants saw that and went, yeah, I'm 39. Fuck you. I'm also going to have 15 touches and kick 4 goals. Just
can't believe she's 39.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Boomer Harvey played until he was 39.
Yeah, I think so.
And he wasn't that good.
Hey, mate, we've got two North supporters now. Yeah. They're going to be fucking filthy.
Yeah. I'd like those North supporters to email me in where in his 39th year, he had a game where he kicked 4 goals.
He had
an influence on a game the way Cora Staughton
was. Mate, he was still playing pretty well.
He was pretty good. But if they can give me that game, I'll cop it. If they can provide me the example, I will retract my statement. But until then,
a Tom apology
fuck Boomer.
Is worth its weight in shit.
Yeah, it is.
Every week you're like, oh, yeah, no, I did say that. And yeah, I was wrong. Anyway, I'm an idiot. Moving on. Speaking of moving on, though, we've got the fixture for round 5. Should we look into it?
We should look into it. That's a good idea.
So, Sean, Tom?
Yes.
Friday night, GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah.
Geelong play Richmond.
Whew. Look, I have already tipped.
Yep.
Look, Joel, I believe in miracles.
Oh.
I believe in first wins ever.
Oh, fuck you.
Whoa.
Tom, Richmond really had a crack last week. They turned it on. Whereas you just have forgotten how to play.
Maybe we'll remember.
Talk. If they're talk, hey, you're going to be there. If you can hear the talk, then Geelong are going to win.
I'm conflicted. I'm worried.
Why are you conflicted?
I'm stressed. No. Because I want my team to win, obviously. But I'm stressed because they've been close almost every week and I don't want to be that statistic. I don't want to be the team that Richmond have their first victory against.
Yeah,
Tom, the record books will read Geelong when it says first AFLW team to lose to Richmond.
I'm going to go. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to buy a Milo ice cream. I think that was the issue last at the Saints game. While I was there, I couldn't get the full experience.
Well, you still can't because you can't find a fucking Milo down there.
No, you can.
I think, didn't you, Douchey, you struggled to find one?
There was lots of promises of like curry. Yeah. No, curry's is Adelaide.
Curry's is the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, it was something else. You were like, oh, you get a Milo ice cream, you get this, you can get that. I went in there, bad service.
Yeah, so fuck
all. That was good service.
Last time I went to GMHBA, got fucking poured on. Bad experience.
Yeah, bad experience.
Yeah.
Look.
Although it's the first time you go into GMHBA Stadium since you've had it confirmed that the Geelong Sexyland is the biggest Sexyland, which is something that I still cannot believe.
There's got to be some power in that.
Yeah, there is, boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive past on the way down.
Is it going to rain on Friday?
Fuck, I hope not.
Maybe you can buy a Sexyland poncho.
Ooh.
I wonder what shape that It's got a giant nipple on the top.
Or it'll just have a cutout for your nipples.
Maybe. Either way, oh, that might be too dangerous because then I'll be too distracting to everyone at the ground.
Mm.
Too good looking.
Yeah, that could be an issue.
Look, I believe in the cats. Fuck it. I believe in them. We're going to fucking lift.
Can you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
And can you, when you are driving past X, and they just pull in, go to the counter and just be like, hey, I've spoken to your head office. Did you know you work at the biggest sexy land ever? And just see, that could make their day.
You could lift them. Give them a lift.
And then that'll lift the team.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I believe, boys.
I'm tipping Richmond.
You both
say that, like, if you look at the Richmond that just played Carlton, they were chatty. They were fired up.
They were. It's a better story.
They've got a trickster in their team. Yep. A trickster with purple hair. Yep.
Well, no, she's going to get rid of that.
Big game coming from Sabrina, I think.
Well, yeah, she's heard this episode. She's fired up. And she's angry at the team she's playing against because one of the host barracks so hard for them. Look out, Geelong. Next game. Are you tipping Geelong?
Yes.
That's a mistake.
That's why I'm coming fifth bot in the bottom 15 or whatever. That's why I'm on 13 points in the footy tipping.
You haven't got the Geelong bump.
No Geelong bump. I've also missed out on the St Kilda bump and the Gold Coast Suns bump.
Yeah, wow.
What are you doing?
Been a fuckwit.
I mean, boys, what am I doing whenever I tip? I tip who I want to win, not who I think will win. Mm.
I feel like your strategy has changed because you used to just say that as defense when you were like excited about a story, but now you just tip for teams that you were like relatively fond of.
I didn't tip Gold Coast this week.
Can you have a crack at trying to win tipping, please? Come on, mate.
I am.
Or at least have a crack at like being competitive.
What if the Smokies get up? Then I'm 10 ahead.
Have some self-respect.
I've got self-respect. Shut up. Move on.
If you want to see what, when you tip in Smokies and they like come off and what it looks like, Sean last year. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I want to be Sean.
You can't.
Got to make a calculated risk.
Yeah, I am.
I'm calculating one Smokey.
Or two. Well, the problem is I can't.
So your one Smokey should really just be Geelong.
I can't do that, though.
Well, you have to, mate.
Because I've got to do loyalty and a Smokey. Wow.
Tom, I won the footy tips in a year where Essendon finished like 11th.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't TC once.
You got to be smart.
No.
Okay. Enjoy. Look,
Tom, you just don't have it in you. And neither does your team.
Fuck. There is
until 2022.
Yeah, then it could be your year.
Oi!
So, just for some clarification, when you're listening to our tips, me and Sean, I think, are in like the top 30.
I think I'm just outside, but I'm one behind you, basically.
Yeah. So, I think I'm like 23rd. You'd be like high
37, maybe, or something like that. It's pretty tight.
Tom is 60th, and there are 73 people in the comp. Tom hosts a football podcast.
Tom is 7 tips behind you after four weeks, which is just fucked.
That's fucked.
It's almost 2 tips a week that I'm missing.
Well, yeah, because I haven't tipped Gold Coast or Geelong every week.
No. You know what this does? This lends even less credence to the idea that I bamboozled you into tipping against Freo last week.
No, because there's a difference between you tipping like a fucking idiot and you talking us out of our tips.
Yeah, whatever. Let's keep going.
Right. Western Bulldogs take on Giants.
Where is it?
VU Witten Oval.
Bulldogs.
Yeah, doggies, I think.
I think so too.
Oh, they just had to get out of jail for free card because Melbourne were just spraying it all over the
show. Yeah, but Giants are hungry. Dogs we do home. Respect them now. The Giants.
We do. Mm. But I think the Dogs are just too good.
Yeah, Dogs.
Although, Cross Thornton, she's better than Boomer.
Nah, she won't double up.
Saturday.
Yes.
This is fucking big.
Sean, I believe, mate, Brisbane.
Freo versus Brisbane.
Dakota 4.
At Fremantle Oval.
The Fortress. With that air raid fucking siren.
It's going to be huge.
Brisbane, yeah.
Yeah, Brisbane.
I think we can win. We're on a mission.
Sfark on Bowers or Sfark on one of the Antonios?
Sfark goes where Sfark wants.
She does whatever. All of them. She does whatever she's sparking wants.
She should
bring
her sister in. They should bring Ruby in as well.
Oh, then Freo would be extra sparked.
Yeah.
Sean, you are coming up against the most powerful force in football, which is love and tackles.
Yeah, so we've got to bring in sisters and tackles.
Yeah.
It's big.
Sister beats wife.
It's
no, maybe it doesn't. We'll find out, though.
We'll find out. I don't know. Wife's pretty powerful.
Did Carlton beat Freo last year?
Mm-mm.
They had twin sisters.
Look, we just do what we can, and what we can is win by 2 goals.
You beat them a year before, though.
That's true.
I don't think the Antonios were married in that year, though.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Doesn't matter. Brisbane will win.
Were the Hoskins still twins 2 years ago?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Fuck. A lot to think about.
Brisbane.
Yep.
Good boy, Tom.
I'm not confident, but I believe in you. Because I'm your friend and I'm not a piece of shit.
No, there's no friendship in footy tipping.
I think...
Unless you're back against me.
Brisbane could be my smoky, but
yeah.
It'd be absolutely one of those things where...
Joel.
If Brisbane have one out, I'm like slamming that Freo button.
Joel, I respect whatever you do.
Thank you. That's footy provided tipping. It's tip.
Yeah.
Provided it's tip Brisbane.
No, no.
Sean, what if I tipped Freo?
Then you're a dog.
Well, yeah.
Because you don't give a fuck about tipping, mate. You've said you tip who you want to win.
You just revved me up. Cunt. You spent a holiday.
Well, yeah. No, that's a good point. Anytime you tip against any of our teams, because you should be tipping us, because you should be tipping who you want to win.
No, he's angry because we've gone after him for one episode. True. It's not like that ever happened before.
Yeah, it's not like the entire show isn't based on that.
Shut up, Tom. Next game. North Tech on Carlton.
Ooh. Carlton.
Carlton. I think North.
Carlton.
The wheels.
Although North. No, I'm going North.
Where is it?
Tassie.
Ooh.
North for me.
North need it. North desperately need a win.
Yeah. Imagine they lose three in a row.
Yeah.
That's curtains. Yeah.
May as well stay in Tassie.
Yeah. Sweet dreams, guys. Yeah. It's fucking...
I think North need the win more than Carlton do.
Yeah.
Carlton it's also close, need a win.
Yeah. Like it's a huge game. This is a big fucking game.
The old eight-pointer.
Oof. We haven't had one of those for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will tip Carlton.
I'm also tipping Carlton. And Sean's going North?
Yeah, North.
And both teams just sitting outside the six.
Ooh.
They're seventh and eighth.
They're in the Melbourne zone.
Real Melbourne territory.
Yeah.
Whoever wins will go into the top six.
Yeah.
Is that the last game?
No, there's one more. I just got distracted by a really dog shit app.
Yeah.
The AFLW app is really hard to navigate quickly.
Yeah, it's run by the cameraman from Fox Footy.
The fact that there isn't a ladder button at the bottom. Anyway, there's three games left.
Fucking hell.
Adelaide versus St Kilda.
Adelaide.
St Kilda.
You fuckhead.
Why do you want St Kilda to
win? Continue. Fuck him. Don't give him the oxygen. He just wants the attention.
Collingwood versus Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Collingwood. And West Coast take on the Suns. West Coast.
West Coast.
You're going to take the Suns. And if you don't, then none of your earlier tips make any sense. Do what you wish. I do not care.
Gold Coast, baby!
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Hey, Dusha.
Tom.
We got any emails, mate?
Jesus Christ. I'm only going to read emails, so you shut up.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So first email, and this is something that... wasn't actually for us. We're just the messengers in this situation.
Yep.
Because this is an email from Jared, who is a North supporter, our resident, previous resident North supporter.
Yep.
To Andrew, our new listener from last week. Jared has emailed us and said, "Dear footy gods, please pass this on to new listener Andrew. No worries if there's no time to read it out loud. Just a simple forward would suffice." Oh. But it's a good email, so I'm going to read it out.
Okay.
Andrew, I must admit, at first I was unsettled by the complete lack of dumb, blind faith you were showing in our mighty ruse. Lift! In 2021, just like every other year, I fully expect us to make finals. And if I didn't, for some reason, I'd bloody keep that negativity to myself. However, I'm willing to let this slide because I'm pleased to hear about another avid supporter of the North AFLW team. For the remainder of the season, if you're ever feeling fired up, but you don't feel like emailing the How Good's Footy Boys a massive North Melbourne rant, please feel free to send that straight into my inbox, big boy. Always looking for more North fans to revel with. Up the ruse, bring on the double flag. Thanks, footy gods / middlemen, from Jared, previous resident North supporter. And Jared, if you're hearing this, I forwarded the email to Andrew. Andrew, if you're hearing this, check your inbox, mate. And next email, and as much as this pains me, is from resident loudmouth Yoav.
he's our resident loudmouth Yoav.
Yoav has emailed us. If you listened to last week, he emailed us with some shit after Adelaide lost by 10 goals or whatever. And I was not having it. Well, apparently I have cursed Brisbane because Yoav says, subject, well. So
it's a lot of wells for a man named Yoav. I don't really know what that point was I'm trying to make, but
push on.
Cop it.
So you didn't think you'd need to show respect. Well, I'm sorry, Sean. The reason Brisbane lost is because of Dusha, in brackets, spelt wrong. The brackets is me?
Yep.
He didn't want to read out my emails, and I wanted you guys to show some respect to Aaron Phillips, a.k.a. the GOAT.
We did. We always do. Every fucking week.
We love Aaron Phillips. The problem is that Adelaide is tainted by association with Mark Rusciuto and Taylor Walker.
And this angered her, and she took it out on Brisbane. Yoav then has another paragraph in this email that's just shit, so I'm not reading it. Yoav, you do this every time. You start an email strong, mate, and then you go into like complaining about the umpires or like thanking us for playing foot. You don't need to send that, Yoav. Just fire off the two lines. Lift!
Next time, Yoav, send the email where the entire piece of information we need from the email is just in the subject.
Anyway, thanks for the email, Yoav. And finally, we have an email from Amelia. Subject, Giants, all caps, 4 exclamation marks. Oh. It's going to be a big one, or Jesus. Loud one. Boys, to have my beloved team dismissed. So a side note here. It sounds like I've angered a lot of listeners last week, and I stand by every comment I said. It's also good for me to then have to read the emails that are coming after me. Something that I think our listeners have picked up on, but something I don't reflect on very often because my actions really have consequences.
It's true, they don't.
To have my beloved team dismissed as part of the Who Cares Cup in your last game was something that I took personally. And I think Cora Staunton and Elise Parker might have heard it and taken it personally too, because boys, the big, big sound was loud enough to hear from my house while I was curled up in bed watching maybe the best game the girls have ever played. Full credit to the Eagles. It was a great game to watch, and seeing my new favorite player really begin to shine. Tani Evans plays like someone much older, and she's strong and fast as hell, and 3 goals in the first 4 minutes was enough to have even neutral supporters up and about. I'm now going to dance through my house for the rest of the night, because while I might not have been able to get out of bed until now, that game has reinvigorated me. Up the Giants, Amelia. That's a real Grandpa Joe situation.
That's you've got the old golden ticket. Oh, I can suddenly walk again.
Oh, I heard a big, big sound, and now I'm fucking up and about.
I do forget sometimes that the Giants have the big, big sound, which is possibly one of the best fucking things in football.
It is good. We did forget. Like, we would have remembered it if they played well in the 2019 grand final.
Oh, if that had won, that big, big sound would have still been big.
It would have been the Australian anthem.
It would have been incredible. Yeah. Instead, we had to cop Dustin Martin winning another Norm Smith that he didn't deserve.
Ooh.
Yes. Basher Hawley deserved both the first two over Dusty.
All right.
Tom.
He deserved the one in the 22. Last year, okay. He was absolutely the best player on the ground.
Tom, I'm
in
just.
2017 and in 2019, Basher was better when
Tom,
the game mattered.
Just stirring your pot. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Well, if you want to send us an email about what we don't give a fuck about, you can send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Yoav, put the entire body of the email in the subject.
Alternatively, just.
One sentence.
Just. Because you've got like 4 lines there, mate. You can just send that. We don't need to hear about how Brisbane were robbed by umpires because it's not true. Shut up, Yoav. Just send us the email.
Anyway, you can also contact us on Twitter at HowGoodsFooty or individually. I'm at Orchard Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at Douche13. And please keep rolling those emails in that are personal attacks on me that I then have to read out. It's good. Powers me up.
Makes him stronger.
Way stronger. This week is going to be big for games and I'm excited.
Big for Milo ice cream too.
If you can find it.
Big for Richmond.
Oof. Fuck. Welcome to the record book.